What secret conspiracy would you like to start?
Oh, Jesus is an alien.
Jesus is an alien?
Dude, he is.
Dude.
He can cure people because every alien movie that you've ever seen, the aliens can, like, cure
remember,
people.
Remember, what's that one with Seth Rogen?
Yeah,
God, what is it?
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Paul?
Paul, yeah, Paul.
It was Paul. He could,
healed him with the shotgun from the shotgun shot. Yeah. Because Jesus could heal people, right? He could make water to wine, or whatever he did.
All right, so look, listen to this one.
Yeah.
All right, what's the weirdest smell you have ever smelled? Be honest. You know ammonia?
Yeah.
I hate that crap. My grandma, when I was actually writing something for a movie, she comes up to me with this bottle, which I thought was water. She said, take the biggest smell ever. And I was like, all right. When I smelled it, it literally burned brain cells. I could feel it. It was so bad. I hate the smell.
The weirdest smell that I've ever smelled is really, really old water mixed with, like, trash.
Oh, you remember what your dad's sewer thing used to smell like? If peanut butter wasn't called peanut butter, what would it be called? Oh, wow.
Creamy brown stuff.
That's diarrhea. They've already got a name for that.
It would probably be called, like, a peanuts in a jar.
You know, jelly?
Yeah.
You know?
How do they come up with all these names?
I don't know.
How do they, like, come up with the name Snake, anyway?
But
yeah,
I don't know. But hey, toilet paper, over or under? Do you wipe over or under?
Over.
Whoever goes in between their legs is weird. My brother did that. is cereal soup?
No. Because soup has specifically no milk.
Yeah, soup is like noodles and stuff. You know, like ramen?
Noodles and chicken and stuff like that.
Who was the first person that picked up an egg and decided they would fry it up and eat it? What made them think they could consume the egg in the first place?
That's a good question, because if they know what they're doing, then that means that they just ate a chicken.
I mean, they just saw this fall out of a chicken. Bless you.
Thank you.
So, they just saw this.
Fall out of a chicken's butthole.
Come out of a chicken's butthole. And then they're like, huh.
I wonder how that tastes if I cook it out.
Yeah, you know. All right. How about the first person that saw cannabis plants growing wild and thought to smoke it? What was their first...
George Washington.
But I think...
That was a tree.
So, what I actually think, I think that the old Native American Indians used the hemp plant for healing shit.
Yeah, healing, yeah.
Yeah, for, I think that they used it for, like, healing and meditation. You know the peace pipe.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, and they had, like, a big old pipe, and they would smoke it, like, with each other, so that they could, like, feel...
Yeah, and then, you know what they say about, like, all the ancient stuff? What if they came up with all that while they were high?
Yeah, dude.
Remember Longbow? You know, Limbo? High off his mind. Yeah. What if every possible outcome that did not happen in this universe happened in some parallel dimension?
Dude, we'd be
like,
weird.
What if Unknown Paradox wasn't a thing? We'd probably be on PS4 just messing around.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You know, like, we could have missed an opportunity, and we would have died. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if we didn't film Lost Tapes? I wouldn't want to...
You know,
I would not want to film as much.
I had a thought like that one time, where... About, like, Bella and my sister.
Right.
I don't care if you cut this out or not, but...
Yeah.
So, like, I was on the way to my cemetery one day. Go see your grave or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I had Belle with me.
Mm.
And I was like, if she wouldn't have passed, then I wouldn't have Bella.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, actually, I probably still would have had that, but I wouldn't have had exactly Bella. I would have had a different dog.
Oh, wow. This is a freaking great question. What if this life, they actually did a South Park episode of this. What if this life is all just one big reality TV show that the aliens or higher-ups are controlling and directing just to examine certain outcomes?
Dude, they're doing really good.
They're doing a really good job of making people famous and not me. You know? It's fogging up in here.
Kane, there's this cane in your arm.
Okay, no, that's a stupid thing.
Look at me.
What? Alright. Do you ever think that you've gotten the same dollar that you've ever, like,
dude,
put into the register?
Every time I go to the thing. Like,
have you ever wanted to see where, like, the dollar goes?
Like, okay.
Put, like, a tracker on it?
I think a lot of money goes from, like, strip clubs through, like, stores and through, like,
everyone. To the bank account?
Yeah.
Because if it goes to the bank, it ain't, yeah, it's done.
There's no way you got to go anywhere else.
Where did that go? Holy frick.
Well, I think it goes to, like, the American, like, industry.
Or the government.
Yeah, the government. Dude.
Alright, what if cannabis actually cures everything?
It probably does.
And officials know this, but are profiting from keeping us hooked on pharmaceuticals, so they're hiding the information from the general public. Like the cure to cancer.
Yeah. I bet you they got that.
I bet you that they do, but you know how many people suffer from the disease cancer? The earth would overpopulate.
Yeah, it would overpopulate.
Yeah, and we'd be...
I understand.
All smushed together.
I understand that, in a way.
Right.
But at the same time, I still, like, it's really just messed up. Because in probably, like, 50 years...
In Alzheimer's.
Yeah, Alzheimer's.
That's a terrible thing. It is.
In, like, probably, like, 200 years, we'll be moving, like, to different, almost, probably universes at that point.
Yeah.
We'll be still in the universe, but we'll be going into different
Mars,
parts of the universe.
Yeah. Different planets.
I'm pretty sure in, like, 58, we're supposed to be going to Mars as a people.
You know, 2030, they're sending the first lady to Mars. Hmm. Like, no, I mean, because, you know, like, it's usually a man, but they're sending the woman. 2030, Mars.
I'm going to be alive in 2030.
That's going to be crazy. I cannot wait to see that on headlines.
Woman dies on Mars.
No, like...
She couldn't do her makeup. it was... All her makeup was somewhere hidden in the spaceship, but she couldn't find it.
What if when I dream, I am really awake? And when I am awake, I am really dreaming.
Dude, I'll be thinking like that all the time. Oh, but...
You know, sometimes when you're having a really bad day, and you're just like, just wake up. You know?
Yeah.
I know it's kind of depressing, but, you know.
Have you ever had those days where, like, how you're sitting there and you fall asleep and then you can see yourself get up out of the room, walk away?
Yes, sir.
Come back, use the bathroom, come back, lay back down, and then you wake back up?
Oh, yeah, I've slept like a lot.
No, just like how you know that you've done it, but you're dreaming it.
I think you're stoned. I think you're stoned before me.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's either that or have you ever had a...
Trailer Park Boys Cruise. No way.
No way.
No way.
Have you ever been asleep and then, like, you hear people, like, walking around in your room? Oh, but you know they're not there and there's no one there and there will never be anyone there? Like, it's right
where you wake up. Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, you know, like, those jump scares?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd jump.
Yeah.
Dude, that stuff happens to me all the time.
Dude, I'll be sleeping in class. And, like I remember I had this dream one time where I had a football thrown at me, and it hit me in the face, and I fell out of the chair. Have you ever fallen asleep in class, and, like, a part of you, like, jumps?
Yeah, and you, like start twitching?
Well, no, like, I like your leg just jumps by itself without you doing anything, and then you're like, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, that would be happening to me all the time. I was like, bro... No,
copyright.
Copyright, yeah.
What would happen if Pinocchio said, "My nose will be growing"?
Wait, what?
It's not a lie. Oh, wow, that's actually... They got a stump, because you know when he lies, his nose grows?
Yeah.
What if he was lying?
Wait a minute.
Oh,
hold
on. Reverse psychology.
My nose is growing. Dude.
Was it a lie or what? What?
Wait a minute.
Dude, what
If his nose is growing.
Wait, does his nose go back down?
Yeah.
Does it really?
Yeah. Before, when he tells the truth again.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I'd be really screwed.
Dude, I'd be lying so much, but I'd lie, and like a second later I'd say, oh, my nose is growing.
Is there a person who doesn't like the taste of water? If you are, then you are picky.
Certain waters I don't like, because certain waters have the...
I want that Voss.
Certain waters actually do.
Remember Voss taste. Water? Like in 2014?
Yeah, dude, Voss water.
Like, everybody was having it.
It was those big God. Bottles.
Yeah.
And dude, everybody wanted them. Yeah, did everybody want those things?
Oh, wow. If Cinderella's shoe fit perfectly, why did it fall off?
Dude, exactly.
Do caterpillars know they're going to be butterflies, or do they build a cocoon and be like, what am I doing? What?
Dude, what's going on?
How do they know? It don't make any sense. See, there's so many things in this world.
Would you rather have one life lasting 1,000 years or live 10 lives at 100 years each?
I'd rather live 1,000 years.
I'd rather live 10 lives with 100 years each.
I'd like to stay the same life because I can just do what I want for 1,000 years. Think about that.
At that point, if you think about this, like logically, your bones will start to rot no matter how old you get. So eventually you'll just
I wouldn't
collapse.
Be with Mary.
Yeah.
I'd have to live another life. That's sad. Well, I mean, it's 100 years.
You can find Mary again.
She'll be dead too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, forgot. Yeah, you could die.
Have you ever thought about, like, reincarnation isn't as the same?
What if reincarnation is real?
Yeah, dude, like, what?
Because you know, there's information of people having past lives.
Yeah, and the people who were saying, like, oh, I remember this, remember that.
Yeah, but what if they're all full of it, though?
But...
Universe.
But, like...
We were left with so many things.
Sometimes I do feel like that, though. Mm. Like, so, like... I mean, I've had dreams and stuff where I was, like, in the past. I never thought I was in my past life. Sometimes...
That's how I am sometimes.
Sometimes I feel like... Sometimes... Okay, I feel like if you don't remember a past life, then you haven't... then you were just then made.
Right.
So, like, therefore...
Because usually back when they're thinking about that stuff... In the past lives and, like, explaining it, it usually has to do something with a war.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder what your dog named you?
Human.
Bark.
I think that Bella probably knows my name, like, genuinely, because Mom always says it.
Yeah.
Grayson! Get your ass in here.
I really want to put that in there. Yeah, I'll surprise you. I might put that in there. That's funny.
Bleep it.
Who put the alphabet in the order that it's in?
Dude!
Like, why don't B become before A?
C-B-A-Z-A-W-Y.
Like, any other way, it just wouldn't make sense.
Dude, just... Yeah, how come words make sense when they're made, but then
guys,
if you like, try to
change
the word?
I promise you, all you audience, we have not smoked. This is just coming...
At all. I promise.
So, yo, if we could do a 30-minute episode, that'd be great.
Yeah, we can do
We're
that.
18. How much? Never mind, I can't read. So, let's talk about the movie now.
No.
Since that we've all talked about, you know. So, we have me and Grayson, we got a deal. Would you like to go ahead and tell them? Mm-hmm. You do it. I'm tired of talking.
So we got a deal with the filming company. We don't know how we got it, but we signed the papers. And, yeah, we got a movie deal.
Yeah, we got a movie deal. We're making the Unknown Paradox movie. But if you got your questions, if they're still going to be tapes, like episodes, of course, definitely, like, Unknown Paradox has actually became really popular on my channel. Like, a short film barely gets 1,000. Dash.
My bad. Hey, your brother already messed it up one time.
Yeah. That would be there. So, yeah. We're actually going to be filming that pretty soon.
Yeah, we're
gonna... I actually wanted to start filming today, but I couldn't get all the crew.
And we already started some of it, though.
Yeah, and we
I
already...
I climbed through a window.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all the information that you get. But I'm just saying, it's going to be funny. We're going to have all the crew and everything. And, yeah, it's going to be really funny.
How fast do clouds move?
Here's what I found on the web for how fast do clouds move.
Oh, wait, for real, look at that.
Read it.
Oh, man. Don't touch the mic. But yeah, we just wanted to thank
you. Shut up for a second.
All right, that's cool.
The various weather organizations around the world conduct the flights using a pilot balloon to radar tracking every 3 hours.
Okay, speak English.
Okay, that doesn't tell me what I need to know. So, hold on. Oh, that's Safari. That's probably why. That's Safari. Safari tells you nothing.
Safari?
How fast does clouds move?
This has been a crazy episode.
Yeah, it's been a weird episode. Alright. Clouds very high up, see moving because of the wind. So however fast the wind is moving,
wait,
is
how fast go. You know how we're like revolving?
Yeah.
What if we're the ones moving and it's the clouds not?
Yeah.
Oh my god. No. Charlie's onto something. So yeah, so I got the contract and everything. And yeah, we're you know, I'm actually gonna have to like write like a thick freaking book of the script.
Yeah.
So, and I've already got like 7 pages written, and I'm gonna put that down.
Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah, it's my glove compartment. or at least one of them.
One a part of it.
Yeah, something like that.
What's going on over there?
So yeah, I'm really excited for the movie.
Dude, same here, bro.
But. Yeah, the writing, the script, and everything is going to be a pain. We actually really need to start writing that more. You want me to go bring it out after this episode?
How far are we in right now?
Or you just want to end it now? This has been a pretty long episode.
We can.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah, this was a fun podcast.
Oh, yeah, this was fun, and we actually might shoot another one. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. We could try.
Yeah. But, yeah, coming at you live and everything, and we just want to
coming at you live like a backwards compatible game disc.
Yeah, so I am Charlie Taylor, plays Tony. Go check out Unknown Paradox and the movie.
And check out my YouTube channel, Giddy Feeling. Just check that out, 61 Cells. I'm poor and broke. Go ahead and help me.
Yep. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.
All right.
What, your mom called you?
Your mom called me during that. I'm sorry. Mommy.